This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
It's 10:35. Doug Feldman, professor in the College of Education at Northern Kentucky University, former scout for the Reds, Mariners, and Padres, and the author of 15 books on the Cardinals and other teams and personalities from sports history, including this one. I'll hold it up to the camera. This is one more for the White Rat. The 1987 St. Louis Cardinals chased the pennant. Doug Feldman, great to have you on KMOX Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Great to be with you again.
It's always good to be with you. We're going to talk about the 87 Cardinals in a moment, but as I mentioned, and you are an official scorer for the Cincinnati Reds and certainly have been around baseball for a long time, we were mourning the loss of Walt Jocketty. I just wanted to get your reflections on the former Cardinals and Reds general manager.
Well, yeah, Tom, Ron said it perfectly, everything perfectly a moment ago. I mean, I've never, in my lifetime, I've rarely run across someone so personally and professionally respected as Walt was. As you mentioned, I got to know him a little bit with his time in Cincinnati, and he was such, you know, what I remember about Walt specifically, he was such an active listener to everyone. I talked with him rarely, but I'd go into a room and see him sitting down with someone, and his body language, he had eye contact. You could tell he cared about people on a professional and personal level. And that's what I remember about Walt.
And, you know, to think of that run for the Cardinals, and it was a great one, and one that maybe we still enjoy to an extent, although it does feel like we've officially entered a new era. It was some run under Walt Jocketty and then John Mozeliak under the DeWitt ownership, Doug.
Absolutely. And as Ron alluded to as well, I think it's proof positive of, you know, that there's still a place for, and I'm an old scout, so I guess no surprise I'd be saying this, but there's still a place for gut. There's still a place for grit. Alongside all the great numbers we get to enjoy today, there's still a place for players to be evaluated on if they can do the job, quite simply. Pitcher for the New York Mets, Roger McDowell, once said, you know, baseball has a heartbeat. And its heartbeat means you don't know what it means unless you've been out there on the mound and holding Vince Coleman on first base, you know, how your heart starts pounding. You can't put that in the computer, and I think that's something that Walt really understood.
Doug Feldman is with us, the author of the book that I am holding, One More for the White Rat, the 1987 St. Louis Cardinals Chase the Pennant. Doug, I appreciate you asking me to give you a quote, which is on the back page of this hardcover, and it's about this season.
An exciting moment at Busch Stadium, the pitch. Swing, a half swing, the ball back to Cox. Out at first, that's the winner! Cardinals have won the Eastern Division crown again. Some fans, well, I want to tell you something, folks. At this moment, there is not, well, there are two fans on the field. There are three. Most of the folks here, 53,000, are doing what they've been requested to do, to let the celebration take place on the field with the players, and these Cardinals deserve the division title. So again, folks, we can go crazy here in St. Louis. The Cardinals are the champions of the East.
The NL East champion St. Louis Cardinals in 1987. Jack Buck with that call on KMOX, Doug. And the Cardinals had been bruised by the Mets the year before. They came roaring back, didn't they, to get the job done. Wasn't easy, but they got it done.
Well, they sure did. You know, it's funny, Tom. Ricky Horton said that, you know, 87 is often forgotten by Cardinal fans in the big picture. You know, everyone loves 82, of course, and 85 was such a nice surprise with the unexpected 100 wins. But, 86, things had gone so badly that in May, the hitting had gone so badly that in May, Herzog ordered the scoreboard operator at Busch Stadium to stop posting the players' batting averages. And then in June, he even offered to resign to Gussie Busch, which Gussie, of course, would have nothing of it. But Whitey was afraid that they'd be the first team to win 100 games one year and then lose 100 the next year. So much had changed. Joaquin Andujar, of course, had been sent packing to Oakland after his World Series meltdown. Daryl Porter was not re-signed after he struggled in the World Series, and Mike Heath was brought in, and Mike LaValliere was to be paired with him as a catching solution. Jack Clark gets hurt along the way as well again.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And so lots of things to play through. The last 6-7 weeks of 86, things went better. But, of course, the Mets were so hot in 86, they couldn't be caught. So going into 87 spring training, Whitey said he had more questions about that team than any he had ever managed. He didn't know what type of player Vince Coleman was going to be long term. Sure, he had stolen 100 bases first two seasons, but he was throwing to the wrong base from left field. He was striking out a lot more at the plate. So Willie McGee was hurt. He was coming back from a knee injury from 86. Could he regain his 85 form? Could he find another RBI bat besides Jack Clark? You know, Jim Lindemann had a great spring training, and what that did, that allowed the Cardinals to move Andy Van Slyke and LaValliere to Pittsburgh for Tony Pena. But as I'm sure we'll go into here in a minute, you know, things started going up and down through the 87 season once the game started.
True. Although it was bookended, I felt, by two big home runs. Here's one of them, April 18th.
We're 8-8 in the bottom of the 10th. Off the stretch, Orozco. Here's the pitch. Swing and a long one in the left field. Way back in the corner. Grand slam! A grand slam home run by her. And that's the winner. 12-8.
Seat cushions flying through the air. What a day. What a night. And it came against the New York Mets, Doug Feldman.
Oh, gosh, Tom, I'm sitting here in Cincinnati. I'm getting goosebumps just listening to that. The seat cushions start flying, and what a night. And that was the night of Good Friday. Unfortunately, of course, on Easter Sunday afternoon, John Tudor is lost for several months. And same day, Easter Sunday, Danny Cox had been hurt in 1986. So Whitey started wondering maybe he should – he said maybe he should lock the team up at Menard for Easter Sunday and just have Easter with the Wardens there. So, but then Tony Pena breaks his thumb, but Steve Lake fills in very well for a while. Todd Worrell struggles early on in the season as a closer, but Ricky Horton fills in very well. Jose Oquendo fills in when Tommy Herr gets hurt. It's just a, you know, it's just a classic Herzog year, and in my opinion, the best managerial job he ever did, because not only was he doing the usual Herzog things, but he had to do some serious rearranging of when things struck that he wasn't prepared for.
No doubt, and this one kind of summarizes all of it. And I have to skip ahead because of the interest of time, but as the Cardinals win the NL East and they beat the Giants in that classic series against Jeffrey Leonard that went seven games, the one flap down, Jeffrey Leonard circling the bases, right. And the Cardinals beat the Giants in seven, shut them out in game seven. They go to the World Series, they play the Twins, and here we are in game four, and you write, Tom Lawless, who actually struck out looking in the second inning, came to the plate once again. Despite his tiny, unimposing sum of two base hits for the entire year, Herzog could not afford to have Lawless bunt with the pitcher spot waiting behind him because the manager wished to have Bob Forsch continue in the game and once again eat some necessary innings. And he went on to write, Doug Feldman does, Lawless leapt upon a Frank Viola fastball that stayed up in the strike zone.
Swing and a high fly ball to left, way back at the track. This ball may go. It's a three-run home run for Tom Lawless. That is hard to imagine. He had four hits all year. And he puts the Cardinals on top 4-1.
And that place was shaking, and the bat flip that still is talked about today, Doug Feldman. What a moment for Tom Lawless.
Incredible. And, you know, when I talk about Tom Lawless, he was right up there, believe it or not, with Ozzy and McGee and Coleman with speed. He had stolen hundreds of bases in the minor league. So you talk about a guy maybe people have forgotten, but why do you love Tom Lawless? And he fit right in with that team, no doubt.
What a time. And then as we finish, just your reason for writing the book and what you hope people get out of this terrific book, which is available now, One More for the White Rat.
Well, just that once again, it's kind of, I think, I agree with Rick that it's, you know, kind of a forgotten but successful piece of Cardinals history, especially from the 80s, because it was like 85 with a sorry ending at the end, very end. But when you talk about the number of people who contributed, the Kurt Fords, again, Jim Lindemann did his part, especially in the playoffs. It was really an unusual Herzog season, even as far as Whitey Herzog seasons go.
Doug, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. I hope everybody goes and gets the book. It sounds like a wonderful Father's Day gift, or even before that, One More for the White Rat by Doug Feldman. Thank you for your words on Walt Jocketty as well.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Always great to be with you. I appreciate it.
Great to visit with you on KMOX. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Blue CEO Chris Zimmerman. What a day for them. That place is already getting filled up. Enterprise Center back in a moment.